WSGW and your morning team show.
Spider-Man does whatever a spider can. Spins a web any size, catches thieves just like flies. Look out, here comes the Spider-Man.
It's 7:41.
Is he strong? Listen, bud. He's got radioactive blood.
With Dave and Pat and Charlie here.
Take a look overhead. Hey,
and a Spider-Man song from the old cartoon show. Tell me that you've seen the picture of the Pope meeting Spider-Man. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I did. Yes. I don't know what's behind it or why, but yeah, I saw the picture.
I didn't see it.
You didn't see that? Oh,
no.
Here you go.
All right.
A picture for you here. There's the Pope meeting Spider-Man. We have this, by the way, on our Morning Team page at WSW.com. Scroll down the home page, and you'll find the Morning Team box. Click on that. Look for today's date, June 24th, 2021. And among the things you'll see is that picture. Apparently, the person who's in the Spider-Man outfit, he puts on the outfit to cheer up hospitalized children.
Oh, okay.
Like those at the Vatican's pediatric hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a chance to meet the Pope, and he did so in character. And it said here the Pope wasn't fazed. Asked the Pope to pray for the children and their families, which the Pope did, praying with them. You can see him right there. I mean, they got their hands clasped.
Yes.
And even Spider-Man gave Pope Francis a spare mask as a sign to tell him that through these eyes I daily see pain from sick children in hospitals.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
Very nice.
I suspect the Swiss Guard watched that guy put that costume on, though, just so they knew who and what and that it was authentic.
The Vatican describes the man as a really good superhero. And he says that he made more than 1,400 video calls during the pandemic lockdown because he couldn't see the kids in person like he usually does. So he made video calls to the kids.
Mm-hmm.
How cool is that? Just the Pope and Spider-Man. Sounds like some kind of cartoon episode, doesn't it? Well, that's kind of fun. Well, here's some more fun with some music. I tell you.
Celebrate their birthday with all our family.
You know.
My daughter's friends eat.
There's a new Indiana Jones movie coming out.
Yes, I've heard.
And you've heard that Harrison Ford, at 78, is supposed to be starring. You heard there's a delay in the production. Surprise, he got hurt.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it says here that, let's see the story. Harrison Ford is taking a hiatus from filming the latest Indiana Jones. It's going to be number 5, by the way. He apparently sustained an injury. He was, again, 78 years old. He was rehearsing a fight scene.
Oh, my.
Yeah. And I think it's a shoulder injury. Filming is, again, on hold. It's not a serious injury, apparently. He's got to heal.
Well, I wouldn't want to see him trying to get out of that way of that big rolling stone at his age.
the very first one, wasn't it? That was one of the scenes.
That's iconic.
I think maybe we need to change his name from Indiana Jones to maybe Injured Anna Jones. Because didn't he get hurt in the last one, too? Remember the last time?
I think he did.
He
yes.
did one. And I think he like broke a leg or something like
that.
It's set for release in July 2022, so they got time to do some of that filming. Let's see. Got another story here for you, and this is kind of a fun story, but to set the scene for this story, since it comes from...
Oh, Hawaii 5-0.
Yeah, it's a 5-0 thing.
Mm.
Well, it has to do with something Hawaiian. I mean, when I think Hawaii, I think Hawaii 5-0, of course.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I don't think sandy beaches, you know, girls dancing in hula skirts, you know. No, I think Hawaii 5-0. I think Jack Lord, you know, the original
Garrett.
Right. Oh, yeah.
So, a woman was attempting to prank her coworkers. She worked in a case where they had, over the past year, 264 Zoom meetings between April 2020 and just a week ago. 264 meetings.
Yeah.
And at every single meeting that she was attending, she wore the same Hawaiian shirt. The exact same shirt. I wore this. She says, "Now wouldn't it be funny if I wore this shirt again?" And so she did. And she said, "Well, I'll do it again." And again, she said, "Someone's going to notice this, and you know, someone's going to say, hey, I see you're wearing the same shirt again." 264 times she wore the same shirt. Nobody said a word.
Nobody.
Wow. Nobody.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a pattern. It was a blue and white. And, I mean, you'd think someone would have noticed it.
She says, when I finally told my team that I've been wearing the same shirt, they didn't know what I was talking about. They didn't notice. One of them said, really? And it turns out she told them because just last week was her last day on the job. She's changing jobs.
Oh, okay.
So she finally got the joke out of the bag, but she said the joke turned out to be on me because nobody seemed to care.
Changing jobs instead of changing shirts, eh?
Somebody asked her if she's going to wear this shirt. Did she? No, I'm retiring it. Can you imagine that, though? That would be, you'd think somebody would notice.
You would think so.
That or just tells you nobody was paying attention. Nobody really
probably
cared.
Not. No,
was anybody
exactly.
Watching?
Yeah, well, that's the question. Or what were they watching? If they, you know, were they really looking at the people in those Zoom meetings, or were they just kind of doing their own thing?
Yeah.
All right, I got one final one here for you. And again, another musical source to set the proper mode. It has to do with another video call kind of thing.
All right, Dragnet.
Okay, yeah.
The Dragnet movie Friday. Theme.
Movie?
Not the TV theme, the movie theme.
Well, there was one out in the 80s with Dan Aykroyd and Tom Hanks.
Yeah, this is the one.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
I like the way they did the theme because they stuck very close to the original.
Mm-hmm.
It was more brassy and bold. This is a serious story, but it turned out great. Apparently Friday got his man. So, a Texas woman is on a video call, and while she's on her video call, she is robbed by two what turned out to be teenage suspects. On the video call, she's being robbed. The woman's colleagues witness this. They see this happening, so they call the police. Say, hey, get over to this woman's house. And apparently, the police did, and a 19-year-old and a 15-year-old... were ransacking the woman's home, taking multiple pieces of property. They then stole her car and got away, but police tracked them down and caught the two, plus a third suspect, too, that was apparently involved in some of the same kind of criminal activity. The suspects on all the property was recovered. The woman's okay, and everything turns out without any, you know, any further damage.
Yeah.
But can you imagine that? I mean, see, now people notice that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, you
right.
might not notice the Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah.
But it's good to know that at least people are noticing, you know, somebody is like facing a criminal activity online that they're going to do the right thing and call 911.
Yeah, well, that's good.
And just a 19-year-old and a 15-year-old.
Well,
come on.
I know.
Yeah. And my guess is it doesn't say here in the story. You know, I was looking to see if, you know, did they know that this woman was on a video call? You'd think if they broke in and saw her, they'd figure she was doing... Unless they thought she was just on a computer doing something. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a pretty easy crime to solve.
Yeah, very simple. 19 and 15.
Yeah. And, you know, it's something that Joe Friday never faced.
No.
You know? Yeah.
It would have been great if someone was recording that video call. Because they'd have the evidence right there on...
You think that probably somebody did or something like that.
Yeah,
well,
because they knew that something was going on, so...
My guess is, with enough of her coworkers witnessing it, they probably had no problem.
Yeah.
Put them in the lineup and see if they can be picked out.
Right.